You're listening to ABC Radio Melbourne.
Hey, wake up everybody, come on, get your bargains open! Hurry up, hurry up!
The bargain seer, top quality garments at a bargain price.
$2, $3, $2, $3, $2.
Hey, $3 orange here, $3 bag, $3 bag of orange here, $3 bag.
The sounds of Dandenong Market. Yes, we've been sharing tales, you all have, about the very popular Dandenong Market, Dandy Market. That's our unofficial history today. The Dandenong Market has seen generations step through the doors and enter a world full of colourful characters, gastronomic delights. So for this week's unofficial history, we asked what memories you have to share about this suburban gem.
I've been going there for about 50 years now, and my earliest memories is when my mother used to take me there or drag me along. I remember as a kid, she was a dressmaker, so she used to buy materials and buttons and all sorts of things. So that's where we used to go. But we all went because of also the Dandy Donuts. So as a kid, you know, you were hanging out for the Dandy Donuts. So they're soft, they're hot, there's jam inside. When you eat them, the jam bursts out and invariably you get second degree burns on your hands because of them. It's just the whole experience.
There used to be like a fluorescent kind of dancing pig, and I think I cried the day they took it down. This very bright pink pig that used to dance.
People might not believe this today, but as a four-year-old kid in 1949, we went up the old Dandy Market at the top of Dandenong. Everything was there then, livestock, everything. And we got, I thought they were draft horses, but they're big old hacks. We got four of them with a sugar bag on their back and a rope around their muzzle. Him leading one in front and me leading another one behind. And that's a lifelong memory.
That was it. It was a livestock market then, and it had a lot of market gardens and orchards.
Right from the day I was born, I've been going to Dandenong Market. Market people go to markets and shopping centre people will go to shopping centres. But with Dandenong being, like I said, being so multicultural, people just, they enjoy. I get customers coming there every market day. They'll come to the market there just to meet up and have coffee. So I've got a multitude of customers that have been shopping there 40, 50 years.
There are a few major markets, but Dandenong Market, being on Dandenong side, it's very unique. It's a really a multicultural market. And for us, being in the market, that's an advantage. We can buy everything freshly there and we cook, finish and start all over again next day.
My mum used to drag me there from when I was a kid. I was there in 1975 when Whitlam got sacked. And there were literally people in tears, you know. A lot of the migrant traders and that sort of stuff, there was a lot of tears and just total disbelief that this could happen.
Quite the trip down memory lane. So many of you were transported to your childhoods, spent soaking up the sights and sounds at Dandenong Market. Debbie remembers going to the market as kids with our mum about 50 years ago. She would always buy extra fresh peas and have them put into two bags, one for eating on the way home. I remember the wonderful flower seller, Sam, would sometimes volunteer to look after my little boy, who would have been three or four while we ran around the market. The car park was also a maze. My youngest got lost there one day. When he couldn't see us, he went back to the car. He'd had enough shopping, apparently. We hunted for quite a while before we found him safe and sound, patiently waiting. Karen also remembers going to the Dandy Market often as children, and I still love it now. My uncle had a stall selling apples from his orchard. You could often hear his voice above the crowd. We bought fruit and veg, Dutch herring and speculars, plants and sometimes budgies. Our treat was always Dandy Donuts, the best jam donuts in the world. Sachin saw it as their family's weekly Saturday ritual. During the summer, a box of mangoes was always something I looked forward to. I also need to mention looking forward to getting my real Yu-Gi-Ho cards from there too. And the Dandy hot donuts. Wow. Sachin is spot on. A special mention has to be made for the apparently famous Dandenong Market hot jam donuts. Eden remembers being a young child in the 1980s when my mum would take me to the Dandenong Market during the school holidays, and a must-have was Dandy Donuts with hot jam oozing and sugar all over my face and fingers. It was worth it. And they still are. And it's not just delicious food that can be found at the market. Of course, Debbie remembers when the family bought our first family dog there in the 70s and smuggled him back on the bus. Jay was one of the many stall holders at Dandenong Market. Ah, memories, says Jay. When very poor and living in a caravan park, I supported myself doing tarot readings there. The stall holders were so welcoming and lovely, and the market bigger than any I'd seen till then. Such an atmosphere. Tanya's dad had a knitting wool stall at Dandenong Market. That was late 60s, 70s, 80s and early 90s. There was a bust commemorating him and others at the entrance of the market. His customers used to queue six deep around his stall to buy his wool. It was imported and had the brand name Panda Yarns from South Africa, mainly acrylic or wool acrylic mix yarns. Good memories. If it rings any bells, Dad's name was Keith and he passed in 1999. In years gone by, Dandenong Market has certainly kept its reputation as a place where you can get a bargain. Wayne has been going there for nigh on 30 years. We do a weekly shop to get all our fruit, veggie, meat and fish, nuts and dried goods. Must have saved us thousands of dollars over the years by not going to supermarkets for that stuff. I've seen the young kids of the stall holders grow through teenagers and then to adults and take over the stall or work there for someone else. And Grant agrees wholeheartedly, still the cheapest fruit and vegetables this side of town. And that's just some of your unofficial history of the Dandenong Market.
ABC Radio Melbourne.